I loved that gospel hymn. I started to have a 70s flashback just singing that. It's a great, timeless hymn. My wife, Catherine, and I, of course, starting off in a new year, we decided we are going to live more healthy. And to live more healthy, we both got these sort of type of Fitbit watches that we wear so we can monitor our behavior by living more healthy, right? And so the Fitbit watches that we have, as you probably know, they track your footsteps and like a pedometer and I think that's right, and your heartbeat and your sleep patterns and all that good sort of stuff that gives you an awareness of sort of where you are and what adjustments you need to make to live healthier. And I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And so also when you get one of these watches, you have to download, as you probably know, a particular app on your phone so it can sync with your watch and then give you all the data that you need to have in order to live healthier. And the app just is this wonderful sort of application, like any application that we download on our phone or any new software that we download on our phone. And what happens when we immediately load an app or a new software? That licensing agreement pops up. And it's normally several pages in length. And it's printed with that small font text that's really hard to read. And you just sort of scroll through all of it. And you're like, you just want to load your app, right? Or your software. So it gives you the option, do you accept the licensing agreement or not accept? And if you choose not to accept, it will automatically bump you out to the curb of the World Wide Web, and you've lost your app. If you choose to accept, you can download the app and the software or whatever it is. So let me just ask, I'm just really curious, has any of you actually read word for word that entire licensing agreement for any app or software that you have? Well, or maybe they're just most of us. I know you guys are an exception, and there's always one or two, you know. But maybe for the rest of us, we just sort of justify that we're going to read that information, and we just sort of scroll quickly and just skim right through it and kind of look at it. But our brains are thinking all the while, blah, 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 blah. Because if you're like me, you don't have time to read all that stuff. You just want that app. And just clicking I accept on that app, do we really know what we are accepting? Well, today at this service, this wonderful service, not only are we going to celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion, but we're also going to celebrate, as been mentioned, the sacrament of Holy Baptism. And we can approach the sacrament of baptism by just sort of accepting, yes, I will have my child baptized, or I will have my teenager baptized, or I myself will be baptized, as thinking that's something we need to do to move on in life, but perhaps not really understanding what we are accepting when we choose to be baptized. In baptism, we are choosing God's gift of salvation. We are choosing to receive His actual living spiritual presence upon our life. And we are blessed to have four candidates whom we will present shortly for baptism, who will soon come forward with their parents, grandparents, friends, and family, who will obviously stand in their wake of faith to profess these important words of baptism for their own child's sake. And when they become of age, they will make that profession of faith for themselves and another sacrament of confirmation. So what a wonderful gift baptism truly is, to be spiritually sealed, spiritually marked as Christ's own forever. Praise God. And what a blessing it is to participate in this sacrament, because not only will these individuals participate in this sacrament, but all of us will participate in this sacrament as well. Because they are not only being baptized of their individual faith to Jesus Christ, but they are being baptized as a community of faithful believers united together in Jesus Christ. And the outward visible sign in baptism, of course, is water. But by our faith, coming forward to accept Jesus into our hearts, that water becomes an inward manifestation that is experienced as God's redeeming grace, His grace upon our life. Praise God. Baptism is our faithful participation of choice. And through baptism, we actually choose to accept God's grace. We accept God's grace for the renewal of our life to the power of God's love. And we can choose not to accept His grace altogether. God will never force His love upon us. But either way, Jesus has died upon a cross, and He has rose again in new life for all of us, to cleanse us from the sin and death, and to offer us the power of new life in His resurrection. But what a difference it makes for us when we choose in faith to accept God's amazing gift every single day. When we choose to accept Jesus into our hearts as our Lord and Savior, what a difference that makes. And there is sort of a licensing agreement that comes with baptism. And it's called, of course, the baptismal covenant. And it's a licensing agreement that we open our hearts to God as a community of believers, not just individually, but as a community of believers, to affirm and to renew our faith in Jesus Christ. And just a few moments from now, we are all going to participate and do this amazing gift where we affirm with God's help to refrain from all evil and sins that we commit, and where we return our attention and accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And then again, with God's help, we will recommit our faith by loving God and loving others in a Christ-like way. And we're not only able to achieve this on our own, we can only achieve this with the power of God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, moving among us, moving from within us. The Holy Spirit who convicts us of our wrongs, our sins. The Holy Spirit who directs our need to repent and to renew our faith to the power of God's love and forgiveness. Baptism is our sacrament of participation, engaging in this wonderful gift of God's love. And it was instituted by Jesus on our behalf. Jesus always leads, and he teaches us by the example of his own life, death, and resurrection to fulfill all righteousness. To fulfill God's righteousness within us. And this all takes place even in our gospel reading this morning. Jesus was stepping forward in faith as he was beginning his public ministry. And he started off by choosing to be baptized. And he goes to John the Baptist along with everyone else. Jesus became baptized with everyone else. Jesus became baptized with all of us to be as one of us, yet also divine. And all the people were coming to John the Baptist for a baptism of repentance. But when Jesus showed up, everything changed. God's plan for the salvation of our souls was beginning to unfold in that moment. John announced in verse 16, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He, Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Jesus baptizes us, if we so choose, with the Holy Spirit and fire. He will. And what a glorious difference it makes in our life when we choose to accept him into our hearts. Jesus didn't have to be baptized by John. He chose to be baptized. God in Jesus chose to connect with us in our humanness through baptism. And Jesus was baptized to take on all of our sins as he goes to the cross, to show us the way, the truth, the life of God's eternal, everlasting love. And as the Apostle Paul said about baptism in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, "For our sake, God made Jesus to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." For our sake, Jesus did this. For our sake. Because God deeply loves each and every one of us. God did this so that we can be saved and made right before God the Father. To be in an intimate, fulfilling, ongoing, eternal relationship with him. And we can do this in the same way with each other in Christ. Because in baptism, we are united together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And Paul also stated about baptism in Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. And I'm only saying this for you now, so maybe you can write these down and go to your own Bibles, or maybe you have your Bible with you. I want you to read this verse, these two verses with me together. "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." Baptism gives us newness of life. Praise God. Baptism does not make us perfect, just forgiven and saved. Forgiven so that we can renew our faith in Jesus. So we can build the kingdom of God together. By how? experiencing the transforming power and accepting love of Jesus Christ. You guys ever heard that before? This is why. Holy baptism, like other sacraments, actually transforms our life. And no matter what may happen to us in this life, we are sealed with the holy mark of God's grace. And there is nothing in this world that can ever remove that gift from us, no matter what. And I love how the Old Testament prophet Isaiah spoke in our first reading, foretelling us of this salvation of God's grace as we now understand it through baptism. And I love to hear those words read by Hugh. He's like that Old Testament voice of Isaiah. But I want to read these two verses again, but I want us all to read them together. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord your God. There is nothing in this world that can consume us with God's love. We are fulfilled. And these are ancient words of truth. God's word still holds great relevance for us today. Do you accept them? My guess is yes. So let us re-enter into our own faith commitment, this covenant agreement that we have with God. And let us choose to embrace and accept the magnitude of God's amazing grace. And let us open our hearts and experience new life together. Amen.